This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Former special counsel Robert Mueller, reluctant though he may be, testifies on Capitol Hill here in Washington today, beginning a few hours from now. The focus will be his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, what it said, what it left unsaid. Mueller's testimony will be televised nationwide. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a preview.
As special counsel, Mueller spoke publicly just once, saying 2 months ago his report speaks for itself.
I would not provide information beyond that which is already public.
For Democrats who figure much of America never read the report, just having him testify is a win.
What the impact will be on the country, I don't know.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff's panel will get second crack at Mueller after the Judiciary Committee kicks off roughly 5 hours of hearings. Even if Mueller doesn't say much, they hope to highlight what they say were President Trump's most egregious actions. He says the entire day is pointless, falsely claiming Mueller cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
There's no nothing. They're wasting their time.
Still, the president admits he may watch parts of the hearings, and Democrats hope much of America does the same. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says if Democrats are hoping for dramatic revelations from Robert Mueller, they will probably be disappointed.
I don't think that there are going to be any new facts that are going to create any bombshell that everyone is going to be reacting to. However, I think that the American public is looking to hear from the person who wrote this report.
Over on the Senate side of the Capitol, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Mueller appearance will be a waste of time.
We've already heard from him. You know, it seems to me, I don't know how many times we want to see this movie again, but I think the American people have moved on past this.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says it's opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies. The goal? Finding out if they suppressed competition at the expense of consumers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed the targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he plans to meet with the Taliban, urging the group to negotiate with the government in Afghanistan, but cautioned that securing a political settlement to the Afghan war will not be easy. Speaking in Washington, Khan noted that for the first time in the conflict, Pakistan and the United States are working together to advance peace efforts. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has voiced hope for a settlement by September. Khan and President Trump met at the White House on Monday. The U.N. refugee and migration agencies have welcomed a decision by European states to end the arbitrary detention of refugees and migrants in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The ministerial meeting was triggered by the July 5th bombing of the Tajoura detention center on the outskirts of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says no one should be returned to detention centers in Libya after being intercepted or rescued at sea.
Well, while that arbitrary detention of people after being rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard continues, then conditionalities should be put for any state support to the Coast Guard until that stops.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is concerned that search and rescue operations are increasingly left to non-governmental organizations or commercial vessels. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In the face of 2 weeks of massive protests calling for his resignation, the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosselló, says he has to listen to the people but has made no indication he plans to step down. As thousands of demonstrators again gathered in the streets for demonstrations on Tuesday, Rosselló said his future statements will focus on the actions his government carries out. Meanwhile, a judge has issued search warrants for the phones of Rosselló and 11 of his closest political allies. Gene Randall, VOA News.